2 o'clock in the Southland. Woo-woo. Mason and Ireland on a live imagery Tuesday. Momo sitting in for John. I wanted to go back to Bluegrass.
We went back to Bluegrass.
Usually on Tuesdays we do Yacht Rock for Ireland.
Yeah.
He wasn't here. He hasn't been here in weeks.
The great Gino Minnelli.
So now we did Bluegrass last week. It seemed to stick. I thought the heavy metal, I said it in the other room, it sounds like bad sports radio bumpers from like 1988 when your show started.
Wow.
Yeah, no,
is that a compliment or a dig?
Although, I think that Yacht Rock sounds like it's 1974.
But Yacht Rock's like, it's a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing amongst
yesterday on the rundown,
white guys.
Yesterday on, well, I mean,
yesterday on the rundown. My music.
Yesterday on the rundown, Corporate Greg wrote at 2 o'clock, Mason thinks that Mondays should be Mafia Mondays.
Yes.
And he pays attention to the tweets. Do you not pay attention to the tweets normally?
I don't. And I, by the way, I forgot yesterday, too. I stopped checking.
And then also, Mason says he went to an 8-course meal on Friday.
I did go to an 8-course meal.
And
that's
why producer Emily was mad that you were talking about food, right?
Come on, Sean. Like, they own the right to food.
It's sort of their thing.
Emily also does not like an ellipsis. She finds an ellipsis to be ominous.
Unnecessarily ominous.
I use an ellipsis all the time. I also use the double, just two periods sometimes.
No, that's not official.
And then does anybody use one exclamation mark? I always use two exclamation marks.
To show you're overly excited?
Yeah, very excited. I do. Always
plus.
Do that. Yeah, plus plus.
No. Ellipses are the way. Because I like to write as I like I would speak.
No, ellipses exactly. are like stream of consciousness.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. It's your breaths.
Yes. What did you think of Nance? Did we get your...
Is that weird?
Did we get your take on Jim Nance?
I loved it.
Did you love
it? Yeah, please. When you finally say goodbye,
in a
which I really wish would come soon.
It's, you know, you never know. What is it? 202?
We're going to do like a Mason goodbye year. It's going to be a year-long event.
Oh, you're going to have a tour.
I told you, I've already written my farewell script. Like Jim. Jim wrote, he probably wrote it 2 years ago.
I have a feeling that I'm never going to live to see it. You're just going to keep going and going.
You would do the whole everybody has a story to tell.
Everybody has a story to tell. That's what I've learned, Bill Raftery, and... I know.
You've told them better than most.
Thank you.
Do you want to
thank
maybe.
Thank you for being.
Do you want
friend.
To get up there at Mandy's too this year and preview the speech maybe?
Oh, that's excellent.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Speaking of which, next Tuesday.
How about not previewing it and just giving it?
Oh, there you go. Boss Amanda's like, yeah, just take
drop
it. Take it with you on the way out the door.
Next Tuesday, we will officially announce the date, the location, the whole stuff for
Mandy
Awards 2.
Are you
Mandy
the MC again, or did we get a bigger name?
No, that's pretty much where we've landed, budget-wise.
We were looking for a bigger
name,
I know.
Well,
yeah,
Keyshawn.
Oh, we got Key. Hmm? Well, that's... And you're like the sidekick.
Well, that's the whole bit, isn't it?
Yeah, it is the
whole bit. Can you guys not do it in the middle of the finals?
No, it's going to be smack dab. Not to tease it.
Momo, you weren't at the...
No, I just had
Mandy's
the baby.
One. That's
well, yeah,
right.
So what's your excuse this year?
I'll probably be covering the finals. That's why you got to just, you know.
Maybe right in the middle of that Lakers championship.
You never
run.
Know. You never know. Imagine
like
getting,
a week after would be just perfect.
It would be a whole celebration. The Lakers are in the finals, the Mandy Awards.
What a night.
And John
what
will night. Use that as an excuse to not be there. And that to me is a perfect night.
Now, Ireland did come to the Mandy's
he
last
did.
Year.
He did.
It was close to his house.
Didn't make the softball game.
No.
Didn't make the pickleball tournament.
I made the softball game.
But you know, as he said at that big sports radio conference, loves the events.
Loves the events. Loves the events.
He did.
Mason and Ireland continues
so
right now.
So, Momo, you got your good lie in you today?
I don't know. We'll see. It just happens a
yeah,
lot of times.
It's organic, right?
I don't plan these out. It just bubbles out.
So we're
it's
doing
my lie,
lie of the day. Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach. We're giving away a 4-pack of tickets. This is a spectacular event. Really cool to be at. It's Friday, April the 14th, and it is the 200-mile-an-hour Southern California Beach Party, the Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach. Get your tickets at gplb.com. That's gplb.com. And Momo is going to tell a lie at some point today.
See what happens.
How many times do you think the average person looks at their phone every day, according to research and studies?
500.
500. Bergman, what say you?
Probably like 22,000.
Okay. You guys are all high.
Really?
Really?
The correct answer, 344. Which,
that's
by
wrong.
The way, I think is outrageous.
That's way too low.
304. I don't look
too
at my
low.
Phone 344.
Yes, you do.
You look at your computer more than that.
Wait a minute.
You use
I
your
do
computer as a phone.
During the show.
Okay, yeah. When you're at home, though.
Once every 4 minutes, people look at their phones.
Absolutely.
That is too much.
That's only 344 times?
Yeah, 304. Yeah, that's once every 4 minutes.
I think it's more than that.
Almost 3 hours a day on devices in total.
I think if you people on the chat were like watching us, we probably either check our phone or computer more than once.
Why am I
on
my computer?
Wait a minute,
show.
But what about screen time? Your phone tells you how much you're spending on it.
Yeah, I don't spend. I mean, yeah. Again, I
you're more of a computer guy than a phone guy.
I'm more of a computer guy. Although I tell you, when I'm not here, I don't look that much.
Mm-hmm.
I don't look that much, except for I look for box scores and stuff. Our fantasy baseball league's coming up. The draft is really late.
You're
this
prepping,
year.
Huh?
Oh, I've been prepping. I've been
it's
prepping.
The part where you buy when the draft's late, you buy stats.
Yeah,
stats accumulated.
I see. I do the opposite.
Like I'm gonna draft Trace Thompson.
I look for. The
I want those three homers already.
I look for the guys. Our draft is until April the 15th or April the 13th or something.
Yeah.
I look for the guys that are off to terrible starts that nobody will bid on. That's my game plan.
And you win with this strategy.
I've won. I have won. All right. So 344 times. Our brains have been completely rewired.
Rewired. I think it's terrible.
Yeah.
I think it's like completely
changed
our...
What are you doing
our,
about it?
I am making an effort because I know sometimes I'll be on my phone and it's not necessary. So I was on my phone a lot during the show and sometimes legitimately I was like texting with sources or Woj or somebody like that, right?
Yeah.
Legitimately I'm working. But then a lot of the times it becomes just habitual. Like you're not, you don't need to, and it's because I'm seeing alerts pop up on Twitter.
See, I don't like alerts
I know.
At all, and I don't sign up for alerts.
It's that push information, the push of information.
Yeah, see, I put no alerts on every single. I don't want all of a sudden something to. I don't want like a Twitter alert or a Facebook alert.
It happens
or any
all the
of
time.
Those alerts.
Now I get alerts all the time. Even somebody updates the baby tracker at home. You know, like Nevin says, "Oh, I changed his diaper." I get an alert for that.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's too much.
It's too much. It's
yeah,
like,
that's too much.
And it's just bombarding your senses. So I am making an effort. I don't know if you've noticed lately, I make an effort not to be on my phone as much during the show unless there's something that is truly something I need to be texting about.
Right.
Like if I'm looking up, okay, look at the schedule, I'll look it up.
Yeah, if I need to go to Baseball Reference because I'm supposed to know how many RBIs somebody's got, that's
But I make an
thing.
Effort because then I think it's like you're not connecting with people if you're on your phone all the time.
Correct.
And even in regular everyday life, I'm like making an effort not to look at my phone. Like I'll be on the phone and I notice that the baby will see me on the phone and he sees the alerts and he wants to look at the phone. It's like he's like,
so
ooh, what's
that? So
getting
your baby started.
Yeah, I have to put my phone in my pocket so he can't even see it. He knows where it is. He doesn't even know what he's looking at. Is this Neo?
Hold on. Is this Neo?
Neo. It was only 1 year, 2016.
2016.
So,
yeah,
we don't like that.
We went back.
But
to,
by the way, did
back
you
to Luther.
Did you
J-Hud's
know?
Pretty good.
Did you know that Luther was not the original singer for it?
I don't know why my computer is actually talking to me. It's nice to be appreciated.
Skynet.
Yes,
it's a little weird.
So what was
you
ha-
you have it say stuff to you like it's nice to be appreciated.
Sweet talk.
Yes,
just a little affirmation. I need all the affirmation is like oxygen to me.
So. What's his name? Teddy Pendergrass is the original singer for it.
Oh.
Really?
It is not Luther Vandross. No. So Teddy Pendergrass sang it from 1994 to 1999, and then Luther took over in 2003.
Hmm.
And it was some guy named Barrett from 1987 to 1993.
Barrett is the guy that wrote it.
That wrote it, right.
Yeah, he wrote the song.
Right, but Teddy Pendergrass was
Teddy
actually
Pendergrass.
The original.
Did not. Is this Teddy Pendergrass?
That's good. I like J-Hud's the best.
Of all
the ones we've played.
No, I like Teddy. I like Luther Vandross the best.
Luther's the
benchmark by which all other shining moments should
Teddy.
Be measured by. Yeah, no, Teddy was good. Teddy was good. All right, so I'm going to play something for you, Momo. This I've been waiting to play this for somebody. I didn't want to play it for John Ireland and Michael Thompson because I knew what reaction I would get. This is Tristan Thompson speculating.
Do you think that happens, that they get back together?
Let me set that up. I didn't hear anyone. It's about Kyrie and LeBron.
And who's asking the question?
I don't know. It's on some podcast from
Doesn't
somewhere.
Matter.
Do
Got
you
it.
Think that happens, that they get back together?
Brother, I've been pushing that reuniting you know, coming together for so long. With Kyrie and LeBron, it was almost like a match made in heaven. Like, they brought the best out of each other. It was like the things that Kyrie does great is different than what LeBron did great. Like, it was just such a beautiful, like, it was beautiful to watch their two-man game side pick and roll because they're so dynamic and great at so many different things. But together, it's like they're like, it was almost like almost unstoppable. Like, it was like an amazing two-on-two, you know what I'm saying? So
absolutely.
I think in terms of, you know, could it happen? Yes. Will I continue pushing it when I'm on TV? Most definitely, because I think, you know, Kyrie brings the best out of LeBron and LeBron does the same thing, brings the best out of Kyrie. It almost feels like it wasn't finished, you know, like it wasn't finished the way it was supposed to, you know what I'm saying? And you know, a lot of duels have had that, maybe, you know, Shaq and Penny or Kobe and Shaq. Like, you know, there's so many like stories that I just feel like it's not over yet. You know, like there's still a couple more chapters between them two that they can make some magic happen.
Okay, so that's Tristan Thompson on Draymond Green's podcast. Tell me this is implausible, the idea that LeBron and Kyrie would play together this next year.
I think it is definitely possible that they play together.
Despite the success they're having with the way the team is configured right now.
Yeah.
Somehow get more top heavy, add a third star, lose all your depth, and try to win that way?
Yeah.
Why has it gone so south in Dallas?
That's interesting. First of all, Dallas wasn't very good before they got him, and then
they got worse
because they traded away some of their best defensive players.
Yeah.
They weren't winning because they weren't good defensively at all. And the rest of the team, like the Tim Hardaway Juniors, they just haven't had good years. And they probably overachieved last year, and this is when you fall back to earth. How do I say this? I think that Dallas is more likely to keep Kyrie, though, and pay him what he wants.
Despite the tailspin.
Yeah, because I think
they gave up so much stuff.
And they really, it was such a huge risk for them by giving up all that. They gave up their pick. They gave up Dorian Finney-Smith. Like, people really like that guy. They gave up Spencer Dinwiddie. He scores a lot of points. Like, they gave up a lot in those trades, and they will lose it. They will probably lose Kyrie for nothing if he leaves.
Right.
I can't see another team do a sign and trade. And from what I, you know, just from talking to folks in Dallas, like I sort of have a read on that one. I think they can't. I think they know there's too much for them to lose.
But what a colossal mistake it would be. You've not ruled it out. A colossal mistake for the Lakers to get into the Kyrie market right now. Just a huge mistake. Given the fact that they have transformed this roster, have gotten onto a run. D'Lo seems to fit really well with what they're doing. Chimura, Vando, all those guys. To bring those guys back would make the most sense to me.
I think it makes a lot of sense, but those guys are all going to get a little more expensive than they are right now. You're going to have to give them a contract.
Like, sure.
Those guys are all going to have a market.
D'Lo.
Yeah. I don't think he has as much of a market, but yeah, you have to sign him. Vanderbilt, I think they have a team option, so that's okay. Beasley is a free agent.
He's walk away. There's a team option of $16 million. Yep.
So you could keep those guys. Roy takes you into the tax. Let's see how they do in the playoffs. If they're out in the first round, then I think it's more likely they go in the Kyrie direction or Mace. I think there's a lot of other players that are gonna either ask out. Like, there's a lot of stuff about Damian Lillard. What happens with James Harden? What happens with Draymond? Like, Kyrie is a free agent, but there's a lot of other free agents or guys that may be available.
They finally have pieces that fit. You know, this is where Pelinka has screwed up the last few years. It's like every year it's a different roster top to bottom. The 2020 year, for whatever reason, after winning in the bubble, cleared the decks.
Yeah.
You know what? This is not a year you clear the decks. This is a team that is playing really well, has a chance, I think, to make a deep playoff run, and would only get better with a little bit of time together.
I agree. I think this is a really good look that they have right now. But the question is, it's hard to pass on talent. Like, would Kyrie, if they went after Kyrie, they'd have to renounce their rights to all these guys.
All these guys would be gone.
For the salary cap space.
Yeah, with the exception of Austin Reeves, who they could sign. I guess they could go restricted. They could match on Rui.
Right.
But that's it. Everybody else would be gone.
Yeah, or you could do a sign and trade for Kyrie, but then you're giving up people.
Yeah. Yeah, I just think going down the Kyrie road at this point, especially given the everything that goes along with Kyrie would be a
disaster.
You know
how you said last Tuesday's show was really good?
It was. It was unbelievable.
Do you ever do great shows and then you just try to say, well, what was it about that that was so good? And then let's try to recreate it.
Yes.
That's like what Kyrie and LeBron would be to me. Like trying to recreate something that was just organically good. It doesn't work.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't work. Like you can't. Like you couldn't even tell me why last Tuesday's show was good. It was
no,
something about
not.
The. And if you tried to force it, it would suck.
Right.
You'd be trying way too hard.
Yeah. So yeah, what a mistake. What a mistake that would be. All right. I just thought I threw that out there since I heard it on that podcast. I'm sitting there for a couple. How long has that thing been sitting
You didn't
there?
Hear that.
It was last week. That
it was
we
last
it
week.
Did you
we
listen to the podcast
and,
yourself or you just saw
no,
the clip?
No, I just played a clip.
Yeah, 100%.
It was out on Twitter.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next for you, see who Tom Brady's new girlfriend is?
No.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Mace.
Plus, what are the odds that the Raiders, the Chargers, and the Rams make the playoffs this year?
Okay.
The odds for each one. That's coming up next for you, Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Mason and Ireland, a live imaging Tuesday. Momo sitting in for John.
Yeah.
I got the boots on. Anytime
yeah.
you want to do a dance, I'll
nah,
dance with you.
It's all you, man.
Cowboy
you
Palace over here.
Yeah.
Out in Chatsworth.
Yeah, when are we going to go to Cowboy
go.
Palace in Chatsworth?
You what, line dancing?
Cowboy Palace, man.
Have
that's
you
like
ever
that's like in my hood.
You don't strike me as a line dancer, Morales.
I got a lady friend out certain parts that she takes me line dancing.
A lady friend in certain parts.
Yeah, she puts on the boots. We go line dancing every
nice.
Once in a while.
Nice.
There's nothing wrong with it, Mace.
No, I'm not saying there's. I'd do it.
Don't forget.
It's fun.
Coming up at 4:30, the Toyota Lakers countdown to tip off. Lakers Jazz. Coverage begins at 6 p.m. The play-by-play here. John Ireland's voice.
Yes.
Along with Michael Thompson, your flagship radio station of the Lakers, 710 ESPN. So yesterday at 2:15,
yes.
according to Corporate Greg's rundown, quote, Momo does not, he capitalized N-O-T,
yes.
like how fast baseball games are going. What is wrong with her? Question mark. Two question marks.
Double question mark.
Dang.
Double question mark.
Going to games is rough, but watching on TV is better.
You are the only person I've heard complain
like
about
it.
The pace of game.
It's just like, to me, baseball is supposed to be sitting in the stands, just watch a slow game go
by.
Oh,
yeah, you wonder why the sport was hurting.
Drinking some beers.
Sitting in the stands, watching the game.
Well, you guys
yeah.
were there. You and Corporate Greg were yes. there last night at Dodger Stadium.
Flew.
Did
game
you
flew.
Like it, or did you feel...
I did not feel rushed.
I don't like
Momo
the pace.
Says
I feel
rushed.
Everything
rushed.
Feels rushed.
We looked at each other after the first half inning and said, that was 6 minutes.
Yeah, the first
like
inning total
like
The
yeah.
first inning total was 16.
16 minutes, bam.
Now, did you talk... Bam! Did you talk to him during the game, or was it like the Dodger game you and I went to many years ago?
You know, we were in the press box, so we were
it's like
talking,
a it's like a coffin
like,
in there.
You know, it's...
Like, literally, it's like a coffin in there.
By the way, I'm talking to people I don't know...
And they're like, hey,
were you?
Aren't you Steve
hey.
Mason?
No, hey. No. It's like, hey.
Hey, Mace.
Mace. I'm like, hey.
So here's the thing about the press book. I
you.
Spent many,
hey,
many
you.
Hours.
Hey, you.
I hope they're listening. And they're like, was that me?
Oh, I talk to so many people, they'll never know.
I used to spend many, many hours in the Dodger Stadium press box.
Yes.
Back in my previous life.
Uh-huh.
And it's like so quiet. I mean, I'm not, you're going to think this is the lie, okay?
Yeah.
I've fallen asleep. It really is that boring.
So what are you complaining about the pitch clock for?
Because
you
when I'm at the game, I'm with my girls, and we're drinking beers, and we're having some dogs,
game.
And we're talking strategy. In the press box, you can't do anything. You don't talk. You just sit there keeping score, and it's like a day game.
A conundrum
I'll be like,
wrapped in a riddle, rolled in a whatever the expression goes.
Like you sit there, and it's like... You've been there since 10:30 because you get there so early.
We started out by you complaining about how the game is going too fast, and then you're telling us how you used to fall asleep when you covered baseball.
I know. I did, but covering baseball is so different than watching baseball.
What is that, a riddle wrapped in a...
I don't know.
Enigma inside of a question.
Enigma inside of a, something like
that. Did you keep score last night?
I did not. I am not a 98-year-old lady.
I used to keep score.
No, I bet you did. No, when I was a kid, I used to keep score.
Did you bring the radio?
No, did not bring the radio. Of course not. Did not bring the radio. If you're scoring at home, who is scoring at home?
If you're scoring at home, why are you listening to us?
Who exactly is scoring at home?
Nancy B is scoring at home.
Nancy B is, I don't know where she is now. Dieter Ruhl is now the
I know.
Organist.
We had Nancy B on the show once.
Yes, we did.
Oh, great. Why don't you try to get Nancy B back on the show?
B?
I think that's a... we're going to move on from that.
Nancy B and Ted Leitner. How about that? Nancy B
Same
and
show?
Ted Leitner on one show.
Tell me, I'll book it, and then I'll take the day off.
Great.
We got to come up with another unreasonable... Last week you booked Jason Momoa, then he didn't show up. What happened there?
Jason Momoa?
Yeah, we were supposed to have Jason Momoa on the show.
What?
I wasn't here that day.
Yeah, you were sick.
Were you responsible for the...
I was not responsible for it.
What happened to Jason Momoa?
The timing didn't work. He was in New Zealand. Like, he was going to do
it from New Zealand. Jason Momoa is so hot. Like, that's Khal Drogo.
It is Khal Drogo. And Aquaman.
Come on.
Yeah?
He's got a vodka that just came out.
Yeah, vodka. That's
no, everybody's doing tequila. Why has he got a vodka?
To be different.
When you zig, he zags.
Okay.
Yeah.
He could do anything as he's still hot.
There you go. Momo.
Oh,
professing
my God.
Her love for Jason Momoa. Stiffed us last week on the show.
But no, really, what's the reason? Our boss is in it. Maya DeBrow,
yeah,
what was the reason?
What happened?
Because it was in the Wookiee promo. I was very upset that it didn't happen.
Well, you
just
know,
go ahead and speak the truth.
Sometimes things that happen that are out of our control.
Mm-hmm. He was in New Zealand.
Yeah, he was in New Zealand.
Phone lines don't work in New Zealand?
Yeah, they
totally
do.
Apparently, they were filming in a very, very remote area.
Where they didn't have cell reception?
Where there's no reception.
And he did not know this when he committed to the interview?
Well, I don't know if he committed or if someone committed for him, not 100% knowing.
Somebody committed for him.
Yeah.
I don't know. Jorge and I have filmed in remote locations. We've never had a problem.
Yeah.
Reception everywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
We live stream.
So let's give, we want a stretch guest for Greg. A stretch guest.
Okay.
Let's go back to the falling asleep.
Now I'm done with the falling asleep.
Did you fall asleep in class, like in college?
In class? Sure, everybody did. When I went.
Is this a joke to get back to John falling asleep all the time on the show?
Is that where you're going?
Hey, John, wake up. Pay attention.
Is that what you were going for?
Yeah, okay. Of course.
Do you ever say anything to Ireland when he falls asleep?
Immediately now.
Now you do.
I used to pretend like it was not going on. I used to pretend.
Me
but
too.
Now it's on YouTube. There's like video clips and screenshots.
This
of
is what you need to do
amazing
now.
About it.
From now, next time he falls asleep, you need to start snapping at him. Just start snapping
You know what the best part is? When he starts to fall asleep, it's like one eyeball.
Oh, it's just one eye.
It's like the one eyeball rolls in the back of his head.
Yes. Yep. That's exactly what it is. No, we call him on it now. Because you know what? You say what you see. Ireland practices that all the time.
In 30 years, how many times do you think he's fallen asleep on the show?
Oh, hundreds. Hundreds of times. Would you not?
Yeah, I mean, it was for
but
a while.
Wait, hold on. This is a recent, because back in Amanda's day when she was producing the show, years back, did he fall asleep back then?
No, he did not fall asleep back then. I think he's just getting old.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's
could
a more
be the 20
recent
milligrams.
Thing.
Like, you know, the 20 milligrams of.
I mean,
of dot, dot, dot.
Dot, dot, dot.
20 milligrams.
That's
of
aggressive.
THC is crazy. That is
that's
like
amazing. How do you? I would be drooling.
How does he function?
Out of his mind. I mean, yeah, no wonder he goes to sleep.
But
now.
Like it's happened when he's been on the show with me, and I'm like, what do? Do I just keep talking, and then eventually he wakes up?
That's what you do.
And he does wake up eventually.
No, now
you guys should just start throwing things at him.
Yeah, now I just say something. I'm like, wake up, wake up, dude. We're doing a show. No, we used to do mornings, so people would fall asleep. He would fall asleep all the time. I was so wired.
Oh, God.
Really?
I would definitely fall asleep.
Oh, yeah. He would absolutely fall asleep.
I've done mornings
morning
for many years. I've never fallen asleep on the air.
Well, I get jacked on coffee, so I do not go to sleep.
Well, what was
ever.
He? What 40 milligrams of stuff was he taking back then?
I have no idea. You know, Sudafed. What? No, Sudafed is speed, right?
Yes.
It was the other stuff. It's. I just happen to know that.
Yeah, I know.
Tylenol PM. That was his big thing.
But NyQuil, how would he get back? How would he get back up in the morning?
Yeah, coffee? Tylenol PM makes you go to sleep.
Tylenol
yeah.
PM, coffee. He'd have. He's not a coffee.
He's not
drinker.
A coffee guy. He's
he
a
might
want to
try.
Green tea drinker. Yeah.
Green tea.
Green tea. Yes. And he did 5 hour energies for a while.
Oh, yes, God. I remember that.
That's terrible.
Yes.
Which he came in wired, and I yeah.
You know what I did one time?
Edgewise.
I used to take those oxygen things, those boost oxygen things, and like use those at night when I was trying to fall asleep. When I was trying to stay up all night and write.
We were just talking about that last week, where you get the thing stuck up your nose and you get
oxygen bars.
Oxygen
bars. Oh, yeah, in Vegas.
Yeah. See?
Yeah. See?
Yeah, it's like oxygen. Yeah. But there's a thing, it's called boost oxygen. There's one that's like mint flavored. There's a, and then another
but
one.
But you're not actually getting
oxygen.
You're
getting
stuff
oxygen.
Up your nose?
No, it's like a little suck it in. You kind of, you know.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Do
boost,
they still
look
make
it up.
This?
Google it.
Do they still make
one night when
what's
I was
it like a jar of oxygen because I'm going to launch my own brand.
It really
seriously.
Is. It's like a jar. Of, look it up. Boost
jar of oxygen.
Yes, and they sell them as like a six pack. And I had I used to do a lot of all nighters.
Yes, I do recall. Excuse me.
Jeez.
Excuse me.
By the way, is your preference a falling asleep Ireland or a super jacked up
oh,
Ireland?
Oh, that I like oh, falling asleep Ireland.
When he's just cutting everybody off and transitioning,
it is such,
and he's just like
such a what do you say, Bergman?
I like the...
No, you only get one of those sleepy. Options.
I was going with one option. I was saying I prefer the jacked up version. I like him at least having some energy.
Yeah, I...
Boy, when he's falling asleep, he's not paying attention at all.
No happy
he's totally gone.
When he's jacked up, he's not paying attention.
No.
That's true.
He's just doing his own thing.
But at least he'll play around. Like, if you can get him
rails.
To play around a little bit, he will.
Yeah, that's
when
the
he's asleep,
Ireland
he doesn't.
Ireland likes when the show goes off the rails, Chris.
Yeah, and he likes to do remotes, too.
He likes left turns.
Right?
He's a good remote.
Left turns.
Yeah. Yes. He loves all that stuff.
I honestly don't think I've ever seen Ireland as happy as the day we took calls.
Oh, my God. That is true.
That's because he doesn't have to do work.
That is true.
That's lazy man's radio.
It is. It's hard to do a show without taking calls.
We got to pound calls, man. What's the
pound
calls?
Those calls, 877-710-ESPN. So have you lied yet, Momo?
I don't know.
Okay. Don't forget Lie of the Day. If you can figure out what Momo lies about, you can score a 4-pack of tickets to the Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach. You can see the action up front and personal at America's number one street race. Listen to the entire show. At some point, Momo is going to lie today. Then at 3:15, and this is because finally, after much arguing, Boss Amanda has given us an extra half hour today. At 3:15, your chance to win those tickets if you know, well, you know what my lie is now, but if you know what Momo's lie is. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Yeah.
On the back porch. Strumming away.
Doesn't this make you feel good?
Bluegrass Tuesday.
Makes you want to just dance, drink a Budweiser.
Yeah.
Put a little dip in your mouth.
There you go.
Have you ever done karaoke to something like this?
No, I don't think this song is in karaoke.
Speaking
is
of
it?
Karaoke.
Yeah.
Really?
How about the Succession on Sunday? Did you watch?
Oh, did I?
Boss Amanda, did you watch? She said she was going to watch last night.
No, because the basketball game was on.
It was over at like 8:45.
You didn't watch that game. No, oh, come on.
Oh, I watched the championship game.
It was terrible.
Yeah, but I watched it.
Yeah, but she watched. You got to watch it.
No, you
it's
don't.
It's part of the job.
I started to watch.
Part of the gig.
It sucked. I figured UConn was just going to win. I need to finish.
Yeah.
I just could tune in at the end for one shining moment.
So I watch with my dad, and we like text back and forth.
Succession?
Okay. I didn't watch the first
you
half.
You watched Succession with your dad?
No, I watched the basketball game.
Oh,
the basketball.
You got your wires crossed there.
Sorry about it. We were talking about multiple.
I didn't watch Succession yet, and I meant to, but
yeah,
I got
so
tired.
Do you have the Succession theme
Don't
yet?
Say anything.
Oh, you finally got it?
Ireland with like the worst non-spoiler spoiler last week,
right,
yesterday.
That was a terrible non-spoiler spoiler.
He was like, I don't want to spoil anything, but.
But.
And then he totally spoiled it. Yeah, he really did.
And then he didn't come to the show for a week and a half.
Yeah, exactly. He does not understand the concept of a spoiler.
Yeah.
Because he said spoiled the episode if you happen
yeah,
to
Yeah, I haven't
hear
seen it.
It,
and I will be thinking about that.
So now we can't talk about it because you haven't seen it.
It's okay. You can talk about
it.
No,
we won't.
John's
no,
already spoiled
don't
it.
Talk about it.
That's fine. Yeah.
Have you ever like really spoiled somebody's?
Yes.
How bad?
Badly. Last year's Succession.
Oh, that's right.
Oh. Yeah.
Yes. Literally.
Last year's Succession.
Literally.
The worst spoiler of all time.
He spoiled
it
for me, and it was the day of. It was the night of.
So it was the morning after, right?
I think you did it that night.
Put out a picture of Tom.
Yes.
Oh.
And the caption was A2 Tom. A2 Tom.
And I was like,
that was
come
good
on, Mace.
Yeah, that was a giveaway.
That was good.
But Ireland gave away some yesterday, but that's...
Did you like the drop I used yesterday, the good afternoon from Logan?
Good afternoon!
Yeah, that was good.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Do you like it now?
It's catching on.
Do you like it now?
No, the good afternoon bit's horrible.
Oh, but they used it on Succession, like you said
good
in the
afternoon.
Open.
Good afternoon!
Good afternoon!
Good afternoon! Never.
Just let one fly and you'll be smiling pretty soon.
Oh, he didn't invent the
See,
bit,
I like it better than
like
bam.
It.
You guys are the ones keep saying bam, not
bam.
Me.
I never say it, except for right there.
There's not been a final today. Oh, there was one.
See, that's funny, though. I like that one.
Was there one? Which one did I miss?
Momo, you said the surviving members. How did you say the ones that were left? Christine McVie, it is a final.
A final!
The ones who were left.
The ones who are
that
left.
That was kind of bad, huh?
That was rough. That was rough.
I didn't mean it to come out that way. It just did.
So do you think, Morales, you can jump in on this too.
Oh, thank you.
Celebrities, there's a brand new relationship story. Tom Brady dating Reese Witherspoon.
What?
And it's really? Zero chance that it works, right?
I know because Reese Witherspoon.
Two famous people.
Yes.
Two famous people
cannot
be married.
When she was in that softball movie, she did some training. Like, she went to UCLA and they had people who knew softball and to train her how to play softball and look legitimate when she was playing.
Are you saying you trained Reese Witherspoon
yes.
how to play? Really?
At UCLA, at Easton Stadium.
Is she in your phone?
No.
Okay. Then
but
I don't
I know
think
her.
You
she's
say
cool.
I'm friends with Reese
I'm not friends, but I know her.
Yeah, know her.
I mean, like, she was in the softball training, like, and we all, like, taught her how to field a ground ball and throw it so she looks normal.
Yeah.
That's See, impressive.
I think, ultimately, you've got to have a normie in the relationship, right? There's got to be a famous person who should be with a normie. Two famous people never work.
I mean, sometimes they do.
Sometimes they do, I
like
guess.
Tom Hanks and his wife.
Oh, sure. No,
but she's not that famous.
But she does really well in the world. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Reese Witherspoon's worth like $1 billion.
Yeah, like Oprah and Stedman. That's
perfect.
Ideal.
Famous person, normie.
Yeah.
That's the way it should work. Do you think two famous, like Matt Kemp and Rihanna, that
didn't work.
Didn't work.
How about Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez?
Yeah, that isn't
they
that working?
Worked. It didn't kids. Work. Now it's working again.
Yeah, those two kids seem happy now.
I don't think it'll work. I think eventually
I'm trying
not
to think
work.
Of examples where it did work.
Justin Timberlake, Jessica Biel.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, you're right. That's gone on for a while. That's
gone on for a while.
Who is Tom Hanks married to? Rita
Wilson. She's well known. She's well known. There are some of them, but mostly they end in disaster, I think, if you have two famous people, because they're envious of you. They get jealous of each other.
No, I think what it is the two famous people, they each have their own careers, and
right.
to be famous, you sort of have to be selfish. Like, you kind of have to be all about you and your brand and your career and this and that. And it's
most famous people are pretty narcissistic.
Yeah.
You How about
say.
Freddie Prinze Jr. and Sarah Michelle
Oh,
Gellar?
Yeah. There we go.
That's a good one.
That's a very good one.
That is.
Yeah.
Thanks, Amanda.
They're like exceptions to the rule.
Emily Blunt and John Krasinski.
Emily Blunt and John Krasinski. There's a good couple. Yeah. Those
I mean,
are
you
famous
would think
people.
That. That it would work because they understand the pressures of being famous and they can relate to each other. But part of why it's hard is that you're never going to be in the same place for very long.
Yep.
Because you're shooting movies all over the place. Unless somebody takes a back seat in their career and decides to like move with you, or you stagger your film jobs or something like
right.
that. So it's hard to have a normal life when you have two actors or two people who are going to travel like that.
Denzel has been with his wife, Paulette Pearson, for years, since like the very beginning of his career. Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith.
Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell, even though they're not married.
Yeah, they're not married. Wait,
but Will and Jada have had some
yeah,
ups
did you
and
just use
too.
That as an example of something working out?
Yeah.
They had the entanglements, you know, a lot of them.
Are you talking about
Will Smith?
Will Smith?
Yeah.
And Jada, I've not heard it.
Hey, be careful. He'll get mad at
He will march down here and he will smack you.
Although sometimes yeah. I think entanglements help things stay healthy.
Sure, they do.
You know, you need that. I mean, yeah. right, Mace?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. It does help things. Yeah, okay. It does help things. All right, so it's time for What's Up, Fool? Bergman, you got a bunch
and
of stuff.
And Tom
for us?
And Reese Witherspoon.
No, wait,
she's really,
next segment.
I'm taller than Reese Witherspoon. Did you know that when we were like, she's like 5 foot oh, and I'm 5 foot like one and something.
Okay.
What?
I got lost.
What's up, fool's next segment?
What's up, fool's next? Right. Yeah. We're going to the next segment.
Well, we're a little early.
Well, we're a little early, but we're right on time. Mason, Ireland, 7:10 ESPN.
Oh, yeah, usually we do this at a quarter before 3 p.m.
Yeah.
So, guys, just get ready. We're going to need something on the back end because we're flying in early.
I got
to What's Up, Fool.
I got so much material.
We're doing?
Wow. Oh, yeah.
You sure?
So much material.
All right. What's time for What's Up, Fool? Take it away, Corporate Green.
Thanks, Chris. All right, so
that wasn't very excited.
Yeah,
you know, Lindsay gives
look,
me.
Look, I am not
Christopher.
Lindsay. I'm trying to be the opposite. I don't want to do the same thing as her. If she wants to say thanks, Christopher, I've never called you Christopher in my
well,
life.
You just have some energy.
Yeah, some energy. Like, oh,
one thanks, second. All right, wait, hold on. Let's do it again.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, hold on. Go ahead. Oh, yeah. Go do it again.
Time for What's Up, Fool. Take it away, Corporate Green.
All right, thanks a lot, Chris. Really appreciate it. Jay Will and Max this morning was talking about his Mount Rushmore. And you can stay for this one. I know you like this one. No, you don't have to walk away. Where are you going?
Mount Rushmore
of blue bloods in college basketball. Yeah. His Mount Rushmore of blue bloods in college basketball. They were UNC, Duke, Kansas, and UConn. I think he's missing somebody.
Kentucky.
Or, you know, the original blue blood.
UCLA.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, UCLA. Yeah. You know, the team that has 11 national championships, mm-hmm. goes to a Final Four every decade.
Although.
They haven't won since
Duke's
1995.
There.
Yeah,
UNC
Duke should be there.
Be there.
Sure. Kansas actually probably should be there.
Kansas.
But then it has to come down between
UCLA
Kentucky and UCLA.
Doesn't go there as often as enough. I don't think.
I mean, over the last, you know, 20 years, but for the most part, UCLA still has the most. Ben Howland took UCLA to two national championships, three in the Final Fours.
Right.
They just went in 2021. They did not win one of those.
One in 95. Five, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
they were one of the best teams in the country this year.
Yep. That's a good argument.
Yeah.
That's recent enough. Like, you got to have a Final Four appearance at least every decade.
Yeah, they didn't have one in the 2010s. But for the most part, they usually do.
You
like the Neo version? Did you like the Neo version?
I did not like the Neo version.
So first of all, Mount Rushmore's dumb. But this one just kind of got me.
Mount Rushmore sucked.
It made me angry this morning.
That's a dumb Mount Rushmore. That's
you know what?
One.
He didn't have a lot of time to think about that one. Game was last night.
That's why he put UConn.
Yeah, but UConn. Well, they have titles now.
They do have five in the last, 20 years or something? They are all chanting.
I mean, if
five.
You're going to go over the last 30 years, then Villanova should be in there because they won two
point.
In a row.
They
and they
won
were going
two. Sure.
With Jay Wright, they were going a whole bunch.
Yeah.
But they don't fit.
Blue Bloods. I don't know. Do people still care about that?
No.
No.
Not really.
But that was.
How many more are you going to do?
By the way, this is the last day I can do that bit.
Yeah, you can try it again tomorrow, but it's
just randomly play it. Yeah.
And there you are.
Chat fight.
Do we have What's up, Fru?
Trying to start a little chat fight. Somebody named Beer keeps fighting with me, so I'm calling me Soft and Charmin Soft. So I kind of...
Tell Beer he's gutless.
Gutless.
Okay.
We need Chris to do
What's
it.
What's up, Fru?
All right, so I was having this conversation with my friends last night.
Okay.
And they were... The question is, what do you call your sister-in-law's husband? Because it's not actually your brother-in-law.
Cuñado.
Wait, your
Cuñado.
Sister-in-law's husband?
Your sister-in-law's
Isn't
husband.
Isn't that just your brother?
No.
Sister-in-law.
So let's say.
So yeah. Like your sister. So you're married. You're by married, definition, right? That's your husband. That's your brother.
No. The sister is the sister of your spouse.
No, wait a minute.
This is why I wanted to do this question.
Your sister-in-law is your brother.
Yeah, my sister-in-law is married to my brother.
Yes, your sister-in-law is married to your brother. If you were married, Amanda, your husband, what would your,
is that your
sister-in-law
sister?
Be sister-in-law. To him?
Oh, that's sister-in-law.
What would your sister-in-law be to your husband?
His sister-in-law.
His
but it would not be his sister-in-law because they're not married.
No, okay, what? Listen. So wait, I have a sister-in-law.
So confused here.
I have a sister-in-law.
Married to your brother.
No, married to my husband.
What?
No.
What? Whoa.
Husband's sister. Oh,
that's your lie of the day.
Little polygamy shot
sister. My husband's sister is my...
Is your sister-in-law.
Right. And then my brother's wife is also my sister-in-law.
Correct.
Your brother's wife.
Yeah, my brother's,
brother's wife.
And my
is not your sister-in-law,
sister.
Though.
Is yeah, brother's wife is sister-in-law.
Wait, no, brother's wife is, but like, you're, what is that person to Nevin?
Oh.
Nobody?
To Nevin.
To Nevin.
To
yeah,
Nevin.
Nobody, right? You're nothing.
Yeah, nobody.
Yeah.
But she kept calling his brother-in-law, even though they weren't actually related. No, you're not actually related to those
just
people.
Makes it
see
easier.
How confusing this is?
That's exactly why I wanted to do the question.
To even figure out what you're talking
but you
about.
Get it. You understood where I was going with
yeah.
It.
Yeah,
so it's nothing.
It up,
the
yeah.
Answer is nothing.
The answer is nothing. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. That was the whole thing.
Okay.
What's that?
I mean, whenever I don't know, that was, I just say it's question. Like my cousin.
We were having the conversation last night, and I thought that was funny. We should have that conversation on the air because you can't understand it.
Okay.
He gets so happy every
that
time he plays it.
That was a real question, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you call that person?
You want to... just yeah, what do you call that person? Was it a stupid conversation? Is that a better question?
Yeah, that was a stupid conversation.
All right, great.
Yeah,
moving on.
There you go.
I mean, I try, you know what? You're forgiven. I made a whole thing out of Alpi yesterday.
It's true.
There you go.
All right, what's up, Foo? So the San Diego State Aztecs will be given a parade on Saturday after making the NCAA final. They will start in downtown and finish in Petco Park. Does the city of San Diego really need to give them a parade? They didn't win the thing. And this is an opportunity for you to hit your one shiny moment thing.
So
I wish you could see his face when he does it.
Should they have a parade for the national championship runner-up?
That's like Jill Biden inviting Iowa.
Okay. It's like Jill Biden.
Stupid. Everybody gets a participation trophy.
Oh, boy. Don't tell Ireland there's a trophy here. This is exactly what he threw it over. It's like Joe Biden inviting the national champion runner-up to the White
House. Can you just imagine Jill Biden's press person this morning?
Oh, did you see
when she woke up to like, Jill, what did you say?
They're backtracking
on yeah.
You can't invite second-place teams to the White House.
Especially after the whole taunting and the racially charged thing. I mean, that was...
Although, here's the thing. San Diego State is unlikely to ever win anything
or
again.
Any other team in San
I think
Diego.
They could have
or
a parade.
Any other team in San Diego.
I think they could have a parade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A small one.
No, they can parade.
Side street.
Why?
Side street. Because
congrats on losing.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it was a Final Four run. They went to the
Final championship. They went to the championship.
Yeah,
no, I would not attend this parade.
Of course, but San Diego will.
The runner-up parade.
I think Sliwa would.
Absolutely.
Call him.
Hey, but why shouldn't he though?
Is
like Sliwa that never
go
happens.
To the runner-up parade.
I mean, he went all the way to Houston.
Right. I love that the runner-up parade.
The runner-up parade.
But this is really. I think you guys were talking about it on Travis and Slee today. This is the greatest thing that's ever happened to San Diego.
It is. Mm-hmm. Sports-wise, yeah, I mean they've
that's
been
so sad. Being the runner-up is the best thing that's ever happened
one
to them.
Super Bowl,
they went to the Final Four. See, that's the thing
Super
about the
Bowl,
Final Four. There's three
World
losers.
Series, and that's about it.
Yeah,
for San Diego. So runner-up parade.
Listen,
why not?
Stanford went to the Final Four my freshman year. Okay, it was like the greatest thing that's happened in Stanford, and we still celebrate that team. I don't even remember who they lost to in the Final Four. It was like they went to the Final Four. That was
did
awesome.
Did you have a parade?
No, spring break. I was like the only one on campus. But,
yeah.
But, you know, we also do, I'd never miss a moment to do a snooty
but
Stanford
thing.
We know Cappy will be at that parade, by the way. Cappy will be riding on a float in the parade.
Yeah, Cappy absolutely will.
Yes, he will.
Love boat.
Oh, he should be on a boat.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's up, Foo?
All right, so Richard Sherman had Calvin Johnson on his podcast, and they talked about how quarterbacks like Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady taking lesser contracts to help bring in better talent is hurting Lamar Jackson in his contract negotiations.
Yeah.
Do you buy into Sherman and Johnson's
yes.
take that other quarterbacks are hurting Lamar's negotiations?
100%. 100%. Here's the issue. So now contracts are all based on benchmarks, right? So what Lamar is looking at is he's looking at that Deshaun Watson $230 million guaranteed contract, and he's saying, wait a minute, I should be there. Then you got Mahomes taking a lesser contract, which throws off everybody else's comp.
Yeah.
The comps are totally screwed up right now because of Deshaun Watson and because of contracts like Mahomes.
That's right. And also, the Deshaun Watson thing, there's a lot of discussion about whether the NFL owners afterwards kind of had some collusion saying, this contract's out of whack. We can't build off of this contract. Let's all ignore this one. When we're doing
there's no question that there's collusion going on with Lamar. That's the only reason why he wouldn't have a single offer.
No, I disagree. I think he doesn't have a single offer because he gets hurt too much and he wants all this guaranteed money.
He was guaranteed 133. You're telling me nobody's going to come in there at 150 and say, Lamar, we want you. Nobody's going to come
Who
in
guaranteed
at
133? Baltimore?
Baltimore.
He should have taken that.
Yeah, he can get more.
I don't know.
He can absolutely get more. Now, by the way, I think at the end of the day, they're going to resolve this. He's going to wind up staying.
Yeah, what's Deshaun's guarantee?
230.
That's so much.
230.
He wants that.
Correct. But if you came in at one, if another team came in at 150, Baltimore would have to match it or give up two first-round picks. I think the owners are operating under this collusion.
Okay, I agree with that. But we don't know that he hasn't gotten 150 from some other team.
We know that he has not received any offers because otherwise Baltimore would have to match.
That's what he says. Otherwise Baltimore would have to match.
Baltimore would have to match or give up two first-round draft picks. So there's no question that there's collusion amongst NFL owners here. And go figure, multi-billion-dollar guys colluding against what is essentially the little guy here.
Do we think he would take 150?
I mean, I'm not his agent.
No, he doesn't have one.
Yeah. He is his agent.
If he got an offer of 150 and he didn't want to accept it, would Baltimore have to match it?
I would love to be in his head and be able to give you a direct answer, but
like,
I don't know.
If somebody offered him 150, right?
That's better than
133.
No, but he has to be willing to sign that. So I don't think he's willing to sign it. He wants the 230.
Yeah,
he wants the Deshaun guarantee.
He's never going to get the 230.
He doesn't know that yet.
Yeah.
That's why he doesn't have a contract.
But I think the fact that nobody's making offers is indicative of the fact that there is collusion between the owners.
Maybe.
What's up, Foo?
Maybe.
There is. All right. So, do you remember the man that proposed on the field?
I do.
At the Dodger game.
Opening day. Yeah.
Yes. So he has now been banned for 1 year from the stadium. He said that he was very injured and had to miss 4 days of work
because of it.
Well, he got hit very, very hard.
Yes, he did.
So, is this enough of a punishment for him, or should it have been longer?
That's good. It's a good one.
I think it's right on the money. Yeah. I think it's right because he got knocked into next week. That is as hard. I mean, Jalen Ramsey didn't hit anybody that hard last year. He got absolutely drilled. And a 1 year suspension seems reasonable. There was a little heartbeat. I mean, there was a proposal, all that kind of. He wasn't doing anything destructive. Wasn't doing like
yeah,
what that
just
guy.
Yeah, can't have people running on the field.
Yeah, you can't have people running on the field, but you get drilled and a one year suspension seems okay. Why? You'd go.
Yeah, I think
stronger?
It should have been stronger. Yeah, absolutely.
Why?
You should not. You should not be
hit,
on the
hit
you,
harder.
Nobody
or suspended longer.
Both.
Yes.
Yeah. Like if he got hit harder, I wouldn't be upset by
suspend
it.
Suspend them and let them get married there. There. Done.
No.
Suspend them for life, but let them get married there. How about that?
No, I don't think that's a suspension for life.
1 year is pretty good.
You should not be allowed on a field. Period.
Yeah.
If
it's
one
really
person
dangerous.
Goes
100%.
So no matter what you do, you don't know what they have.
But he got drilled in a 1 year suspension seems enough for me.
No, just going on the field itself should be automatic done for life.
Done for life.
Yeah, absolutely. You should not be going on the field. You don't know what they have in their pockets.
I know. I don't like going on the
field. It happened to be a ring that time.
It was a ring, yeah.
That time it was, but you don't know what else was in
his
pockets.
You don't come down hard on this guy, everybody's going to run on the field for their Instagram moment.
I don't think anybody's going to run out on the field after this.
It happens all the time.
Everybody saw that guy get drilled.
People still
People
still streak.
It is rare.
Streaking happens all the time. It happens multiple times a year.
Where else? I've seen it happen one time.
They don't show it on the TV, but every year we say, oh, they turn the cameras away and say, oh, there's an idiot running on the field right now. Bobby Wagner just smacked the hell out of this guy.
Yeah. No, I saw people get drilled at the Rams games this year.
Well, because you shouldn't
multiple
be on the
games.
Field.
Yeah.
The more you get hit, the harder you get hit.
But
what I'm saying
is I think this is enough, and I think he should appeal to Rob Manfred. Half-season expansion suspension should
get out of here.
No, he got
life.
Penalized enough. He got
Give
penalized
him life.
Enough.
This would be a good time for It's a Final, Chris.
It is a final.
There you
exactly.
go.
Exactly.
What's up, Foo?
And it's a final for What's Up, Foo?
What's up, Foo?
All right. Coming up next for you, let's do this. I've got a question about supplements. You were talking about your little oxygen in a jar
boost
thing.
Oxygen, yeah.
Okay, I got a question about supplements. Plus, on top of that, Rams fans, Chargers fans, and Raiders fans. What are the odds that you're in the playoffs next year? Vegas has come out with numbers. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.